Welcome to TWise 20, ladies and gents. It's good to be with you on this Labor Day weekend. I'm your host, Tyler Smith. Baseball analyst Eric O'Hare will be joining us on the program here in a few minutes to talk some baseball. But before he joins us, I'm going to talk about the current state of the Chicago Cubs franchise. As we enter the final month of the 2013 season, the Cubs are once again towards the bottom of the pack in the standings. And this rebuild under Theo Epstein and Jed Hoyer continues. The Cubs currently on pace for just under 70 wins this year. I predicted 72 before the season began, so hopefully they can have a decent final month and at least get to 70 wins. But there's a lot to talk about within this franchise. One thing we have to keep in mind is this is only year two of a massive rebuild. And I know Cub haters will say that, you know, the Cubs have been rebuilding for 100 years since they haven't won in that long. But I just want to remind listeners everywhere that at least in my lifetime, the Cubs have never really done a full-out rebuild. You know, ownership in the past has always tried to buy players. They've always had a crappy farm system. And even when the teams were bad, they never seemed to start over and do a full rebuild. So credit Theo Epstein for finally making this franchise do a full rebuild. Start from the ground up, build a young core of talent, concentrate more on scouting and developing players, sign free agents that you can then trade for more young talent. And eventually when the system is built, then the Cubs can go out and bring in some players to fill the gaps. And if this is successful, it should bring sustained success instead of what we're kind of used to, which is, you know, once every 5 years they're, you know, opportunity for a playoff team, then they get swept in the playoffs. And that's not something that is too exciting as a fan to have that happen. So with that in mind, many fans are getting impatient. It's not fun to watch a rebuild. In fact, it can be pretty brutal at times, but you just have to trust Theo and Jed. You know, trust the progress. And I really believe that when the Cubs get good, they're going to stay good. It's just kind of a matter of asking, well, how long will it be before they get there? Let's talk about some of the good news first. The Cubs farm system is on the rise. The Cubs have five or even six players that are listed in the top 50 prospects in baseball. Now, not every prospect pans out, but you got to think that most of these guys are going to be good or even great players in the major leagues within the next couple years. Javier Baez has turned himself into probably the biggest name in the Cubs system. I had a chance to watch him play this year once in Daytona, and then once I saw him play in Jacksonville as he was here with the Tennessee Smokies AA team. His numbers for a 20-year-old are pretty amazing. He's hit, I believe, 35 home runs this season, over 100 RBIs. He has made a ton of errors, but he does have some potential on defense. And this is a guy, he's got a bright future and a guy who will probably hit a ton of home runs in his career in the major leagues. The Cubs also have Chris Bryant, who they took with the number two overall pick in the draft. Another guy with raw power. He's done very well himself in his first half season in the minors. Then you have outfielders Jorge Soler, Albert Almora. Both very young players, both have a ton of potential as well. And I also like some of the pitching talent the Cubs now have in the system. Kyle Hendricks is a guy the Cubs got in the Ryan Dempster trade, and after dominating AA this year, he currently has a 2.38 ERA in Iowa with a whip just over one. So he's not a guy that throws hard. He doesn't light up the radar gun, but his control has been amazing, and he's got a chance to join the rotation possibly next year. The Cubs also got a guy named Corey Black in the Soriano trade. He's 4-0 and pitching well in the minors since coming over. Of course, you can't forget about Vizcaino, who came over last year in the Paul Mahalom deal. He's still recovering. He's battled a lot of injuries, but I think we're going to see him in Chicago next year, probably in the bullpen. And so there's some good pieces in the farm system. It's exciting to see the Cubs build this way. It's also been fun to watch Junior Lake since he's been called up to Chicago. I don't know if Lake is going to end up being a guy that plays every day or not. He probably will play every day next year to get a shot to see what he can do. But when everyone else gets called up, Lake may end up turning into a guy that's kind of a super sub, you know, because he can play multiple positions. And we haven't seen him play infield in the majors yet, I don't believe, but he can play there. Or he may play well enough to keep a job out there. So we'll see. I've been taking a lot of Twitter questions about the Cubs recently. You can follow me at sports_TYS_20. And most of the questions I've been getting recently are questions about when are these prospects going to get the call to Chicago? Do any of these guys have a chance to be on the 2014 opening day roster? I would say, as far as that second question goes, I would say probably not. If any of them were to break camp next year, it would probably be Mike Ault. But I think he would need to have a pretty good spring training for even that to happen. But some of the Cub reporters think that Chris Bryant has a chance to break camp, but I really doubt that that's going to happen at this point. That would be pretty rushed for the kid who just got drafted this year. I will say this, though, and this is pretty exciting to talk about. Javier Baez, Chris Bryant, and Mike Ault all, to me, have at least a chance to get called up to Chicago at some point next year. So even if opening day is unlikely, at least it's a little exciting to think that these guys could be close. Guys like Almora and Soler will probably not see Chicago in 2014. They are more than likely 2015 guys. But hopefully those other guys get a taste of the majors as soon as next season. Another Twitter question that I've been getting a lot lately is, am I concerned with Starlin Castro and Anthony Rizzo? And my response to this might be surprising to some of you, because I'm really not that concerned with these guys. You know, at 23 and 24 years of age, these guys, they're still, 2 to 4 years away from entering their prime years in the majors. And so in a way, it's actually kind of a good thing that these guys are going through some of these struggles, because they may end up much better players in the long run. And by the time these other young guys get called up, Rizzo and Castro need to have already gone through the struggles by that time, so that then they can lead by example for the young guys. Starlin Castro, we'll start with him. He's had a really bad season. You know, there's no getting around that fact that it's been a rough year. He has regressed every single year since his rookie season. I kind of think, though, that his rookie season might have been a season that got him too high of expectations for this early in his career. I still think he's going to end up having a great career. I think he's going to make several All-Star teams. I'm not sure when he's going to break out of this funk. Maybe the Cubs eventually, maybe they're just going to have to live with who he is a little bit. I know some fans want him to fit into this new mantra of the Cubs way, but if he's unable to do that, because remember, he came up through a system that was not the current regime, maybe he is not able to be a guy that takes a lot of walks. Maybe eventually the Cubs are just going to have to turn him loose and say, hey, go play. Once again, become that guy that's going to rack up 200 hits in a season. Continue adding a little bit of power. Continue improving little by little on defense, which he has done despite some of the mental mistakes. And so maybe that's what ends up happening with Starlin, but he's still extremely young, and I think he's still going to be a huge part of this franchise moving forward. Anthony Rizzo is someone that I have complete faith in. He's not had a great year himself. The power's been pretty good. Lots of extra base hits when you combine the home runs and doubles. His defense has been pretty good. He may not end up being a guy that's going to be a perennial All-Star player, but I think he's going to be a very good player in his career. And the bottom line is the Cubs need these guys, and they're both extremely young. They're both really talented. The Cubs are going to need both of them to be good players for this team to get better sooner than later. And I think next year is obviously a huge year for these guys. I think much better years are going to I think they're going to have much better years next year. And I think overall that will then in return give the Cubs a much better chance of being a better team in 2014. I don't think they're going to contend next year, but possibly you're going to see the team start to develop a little bit and come together a little bit more next year, and even possibly making a run at 500 next season, hopefully. My prediction for this offseason is I think the Cubs are going to bring in a good outfielder via free agency. I think they're going to target somebody in the outfield to replace Soriano, and then depending on where that guy plays, we'll see where Junior Lake ends up. I think they're going to be in the mix for some relievers to fix the bullpen. Bullpen's been better lately with the additions of Strope and Greg. But make no mistake about it, the bullpen blew a whole bunch of games earlier this year, so hopefully they can fix that. I could see them bringing in another starting pitcher that maybe another one of those 1 or 2 year deals that maybe they can flip once again at the deadline if needed. They're not going to be going for it just yet. You're not going to see a ton of splashy moves, but I do expect a few good players to be brought in as the Cubs hope to continue building and turning this thing around. And I just, a word of advice to Cub fans, I think you need to stay patient. It's not fun, but I think 2015 is the year the Cubs will be contenders again. May seem like a long way right now, but you just really need to trust Theo and Jed and what they're building. And look at all the great moves that Theo has made so far. You know, getting Travis Wood for a reliever. He was an all-star this year. Turning Jeff Samardzija into a starting pitcher has worked out great. The Cashner for Rizzo trade looks great for both sides. And Theo has turned several rental players into young assets for us. Guys like Pedro Strop, Vizcaino, among others. He has gone out and signed Jorge Soler, and he drafted Almora and Bryant. And so he's really done a nice job. People around baseball commend Theo and Jed for the work that they're doing. And so Cubs fans, stay patient. I believe that once they get good, they'll stay good. And so we can look forward to that finally in the near future. Time now to bring in baseball analyst Eric O'Hare. Eric is actually covering a AAA game tonight, and they're currently in a rain delay. So, Eric, we thank you for taking the time to talk with us on the show. What's going on?
Not much. Sitting in a dry seat, actually. The Tigers were nice enough to come around and dry the seats for us, but the tarp is still on. But hoping to be able to watch some of the Pittsburgh Pirates prospects that still remain with the Indianapolis Indians, and Billy Hamilton in his 220 or so batting average. See what kind of wheels he has before he gets called up, most likely tomorrow to help out the playoff push for the Reds.
Yes, yeah, September call-ups are upon us, and Billy Hamilton would be great if you could steal first, but I don't think he can do that. But we'll see his blazing speed up pretty soon to pinch run, at least. We're going to talk about baseball a little bit in this season. It's been, as always in baseball, a crazy season filled with storylines. Eric, what have been some of the best storylines to you from this 2013 season?
Well, I still think we're seeing a huge influx of young talent coming to the majors and just rapid waves. I mean, we had Machado, Trout, and Harper last year, and this year we have Tordig, Myers, and, you know, it keeps coming, and it's great for the game.
Yeah, and this the storyline with Puig has been awesome as well. I think watching Cabrera have another crazy year, Chris Davis home runs have been fun to watch. I also think the Dodgers, as far as teams go, they've been an interesting story to follow. We were hearing that Mattingly was going to get fired. Now people are calling him manager of the year with this, you know, crazy stretch of winning baseball. One of the things about baseball, though, is you can always count on lots of storylines to happen. Now, obviously, on a sour note, another wave of suspensions have come because of PEDs. Ryan Braun, Alex Rodriguez, Nelson Cruz, among others. Do you think that the latest wave hurts baseball? Do you think fans are kind of immune to it at this point? And also, do you think this will be the final wave of suspensions because they were so harsh?
I think we're in the process of finally getting rid of it. We may see a couple more here and there, but, you know, in the short term, it kind of hurts the game a little bit popularity-wise, but in the long run, it's going to clean it up, and I think, you know, players are starting to fear it a little bit more, and you know, eventually we're not going to have to hear about, you know, 10 to 12 guys being suspended in 1 year. It'll be 1 or 2 here and there, and hopefully that will be it.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's been a long time coming. I hope this kind of puts an end to it for the most part, especially now that the whole league is not on steroids anymore. It's definitely time to make sure nobody's on roids to get this unfair advantage, but we'll see what happens. September's coming, so that means it's the final month of the season and the playoffs are right around the corner. What do you think's going to happen in this final month in the playoff races? And I know this is a hard question, but who do you predict to see in the World Series this year?
I know in the World Series this year, I can see the Dodgers taking on the Detroit Tigers, and I really think the Dodgers just have so much firepower in that lineup that they're going to most likely win the World Series. I mean, they have just a great combination of speed and power and pitching, and just it's almost unmatched right now. I mean, there's still some talented teams, but the Tigers, they have enough to get to the World Series, but you know that abdominal injury, it keeps on coming up for Miguel, and I don't know if he's going to be active in the playoffs. If that keeps bothering him, they may want to just shut him down and try it again next year. You don't want to hurt a guy seriously, just for 1 year.
Yeah, I think he's going to get a little bit of rest here coming up, and we'll see if that's enough for him. The Dodgers are probably a pretty safe pick for that. As far as the final month, I'm probably most intrigued to see how the Pirates end up. I'm pulling for them not just because I hate the Cardinals, but also because they haven't had a winning season in about 20 years. But it's hard to predict. I'm going to also go with the Dodgers in the World Series. My second pick, well, for the American League, it's kind of a tough thing because they're probably going to have to go through the wild card playoff game to get there. But I'm going to pick the Rays. So I'm picking the Rays and Dodgers mainly because of their dominant pitching. But it is going to be tough. So should be exciting. Final question for you, Eric, before you get back to the game, is we talked about the Cubs earlier on the show and their rebuild, Theo Epstein, Jed Hoyer. What are some of your quick thoughts on the rebuild, and how far away do you think the Cubs are?
I would go ahead and pass out next year as well. I think we're still in for another rebuilding year next year. I'm actually interested in just following how the four guys go down in Arizona Fall League. I mean, Baez, Almonte, Soler, and who's the other one?
Chris Bryant.
Yeah, I really think it will be a nice showcase of up and coming talent down in Arizona this winter, and there's some bright spots in the minors, but it's still going to be another year or two before we see any kind of progress. Hopefully we can get out of it well, but it's not looking like it next year. Hopefully we can sign some more guys on one-year contracts and then sell them again at the deadline or at the waivers and, continue to stock the minors up, and then hopefully they'll start coming up in waves and, we take the Central by storm in a couple of years.
I agree with you there, and next year might be another rough year, but we do know the Calvary is coming, and we just hope it gets here sooner than later as long-suffering Cubs fans. And I just hope that once they get good, they stay good. That's kind of the hope and goal of Theo. And we'll see what happens. But, Eric, I'll let you get back to scouting Billy Hamilton and some other guys. Thanks for joining us on TY's 20, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Todd. Appreciate it.
All right, and that's going to do it for today's episode of TY's 20. Once again, make sure you follow us on Twitter at sports_TYS_20. And as football season and basketball season approach, we will be covering all of the Indiana teams, the Colts, the Pacers, and the Hoosiers. We'll be having some podcasts here in the near future to talk about their upcoming seasons. And so I'm looking forward to that as well. Thanks for tuning in once again. And as Harry Carey used to always say, only the shadow knows. Take care.